Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You guys, did y'all hear Dr. Benjamin Carson at the National Prayer Breakfast?
No.
Yes.
The Fellowship Fund. Oh my goodness, this guy, and this is where you know all the leaders come together, and President Obama and First Lady are there sitting to his right while he's standing. He's the keynote speaker there, and he just deals with political correctness. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. This is just so encouraging. And so true. Listen up. This is Dr. Benjamin Carson.
To speak in a lot of venues. This is my fourth speech this week. And I have an opportunity to talk to a lot of people. And I've been asking people, what concerns you? What are you most concerned about in terms of the spirituality and the direction of our nation and our world? And I've talked to very prominent Democrats, very prominent Republicans. And I was surprised by the uniformity of their answers. And those have informed my comments this morning. Now, it's not my intention to offend anyone. I have discovered, however, in recent years that it's very difficult to speak to a large group of people these days and not offend someone. I know people walk around with their feelings on their shoulders waiting for you to say something. Did you hear that? And they can't hear anything else you say. The PC police are out in force at all times. I remember once I was talking to a group about the difference between a human brain and a dog's brain. And a man got offended. He said, you can't talk about dogs like that. But, you know, people just focus in on that, completely miss the point of what you're saying. And we've reached a point where people are afraid to actually talk about what they want to say because somebody might be offended. People are afraid to say Merry Christmas at Christmas time. It doesn't matter whether the person you're talking to is Jewish or, you know, whether they're any religion. That's a salutation, a greeting of goodwill. We've got to get over this sensitivity. You know, and it keeps people from saying what they really believe. You know, I'm reminded of a very successful young businessman, and he loved to buy his mother these exotic gifts for Mother's Day, and he ran out of ideas, and then he ran across these birds. These birds were cool. You know, they cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they could talk. He was so excited, he bought two of them, sent them to his mother, couldn't wait to call her up on Mother's Day. Mother, mother, what'd you think of those birds? And she said, they was good. He said, no, mother, you didn't eat those birds. Those birds cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they should talk. And she said, well, they should have said something. And you know, that's where we end up too if we don't speak up for what we believe. And you know, what we need to do, what we need to do in this PC world is forget about unanimity of speech and unanimity of thought. And we need to concentrate on being respectful of those people with whom we disagree. And that's when I think we begin to make real progress. And one last thing about political correctness, which I think is a horrible thing, by the way. I'm very, very compassionate. And I'm not ever out to offend anyone. But PC is dangerous. Because you see, this country, one of the founding principles was freedom of thought and freedom of expression. And it muffles people. It puts a muzzle on them. And at the same time, keeps people from discussing important issues while the fabric of their society is being changed. And we cannot fall for that trick. And what we need to do is start talking about things that are important, things that were important in the development of our nation.
You're listening. That was Dr. Benjamin Carson at the Fellowship Foundation National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. And that is so encouraging because what happens when we try to be so politically correct, where you have a Christian who just talked about Jesus all day long in his or her home, in their car, with their family. As soon as they get to work, they just say, God.
Right.
You know, I was like, what happened? How did you edit that? What happened? Are you ashamed of me before men? And he saw the fabric of our society is being destroyed because we are not saying what we know to be right, what we know to be true. And you can love, you can, listen, God loves everyone. And so it's okay to love your enemies. Jesus told us to love our enemies. So you don't have to worry about trying to fight somebody or argue with them. Just love on them and tell them the truth. Mm. Tell them the truth. And if we don't stand up and speak up for the truth in America now, there will not be an America tomorrow. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.